This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Let me play a bit of one of the most famous reggae tunes of all time. One love. All right, so I bet you know the words. You probably know it was first recorded by Bob Marley's band The Wailers, but did you know it is actually not a reggae song? It is ska. Marley's first couple of albums were collections of ska, a Jamaican-born genre of music that predates reggae. Ska traditions are an orchestral mix of calypso, jazz, and R&B. Here in the U.S., ska went mainstream in the 1980s and 90s thanks to commercially successful bands like No Doubt and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. And although ska's heyday has come and gone for now, at least one band is keeping the music alive in North Carolina. Archbishops of Blount Street is a 10-member triangle-based band that specializes in ska. They're playing a gig this weekend in Raleigh, but first they're in the studio now to play live, and we'll hear some more ska music with the likes of Brannon Bollinger, Jeremy Boomhauer, Derek Brinson, Richard Klecka, Brian Lowry, George Shepard, Tim Smith, Bruce Wassell, and Thomas Sapolsky, Archbishops of Blount Street. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
They're all here in the room, and I am next door. Jeremy, let's start with you. Here in the U.S. now, we probably think more about modern versions of ska music, but it actually goes back to the 1950s. Give us a little history lesson.
Well, ska, like I said, it predates reggae. It was originally developed by folks in Jamaica because they were trying to approximate the Motown sound that they were hearing, but they couldn't quite get the rhythms, so they just did the upbeats, and that's what they could manage, and that's just sort of developed with the horns and the upbeats going straight in.
The funny thing about it is the reason that they couldn't get the rhythms wasn't because they weren't accomplished musicians, but because the radio stations that they were listening to coming from Miami and New Orleans came in not very well. So the staggered rhythm and the stuttering that you hear is not because of the musician's prowess, but because of the limitations of the technology.
The lack of radio reception.
Yeah, so there you go. Better radio. But see, now that almost argues against good radio perception because it ended up in a great music form, right? Mm. So there you go. But give us an example of the difference between reggae and ska. Can we hear kind of a musical distinction and maybe you can tell us what's going on? Is that something you can do?
That is something. We often do during our live shows. We've got some arrangements where we do a reggae thing and then we speed it up. So a lot of ska, for me, the difference is tempo, is speed.
All right.
There's also the fact that ska tends to be in a major key, and reggae a lot of times will be in a minor key. And really the differentiation between the two is still up for grabs. I mean, people are arguing that to this day. Where does one start and the other stop?
Well, rather than argue about it, let's just hear a little bit of ska. Will you play something for us?
Sure.
Sally Brown is a girl
in town. Sally Brown is a girl in town. She don't mess around. She don't mess around. Down the alley, watch Sally Brown. Hey, hey, say, watch hey, Sally Brown. Hey, 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 hey. Let me tell you about Sally Brown.
Sally Brown.
Let me tell you about Sally Brown.
Sally Brown.
Sally Brown is a girl in town.
Sally Brown.
Sally Brown is a girl in town. She don't mess around. She don't mess around. You mess with Sally, she don't wanna hit you with a pool. My God, stay. Cool, my God, stay. She gonna hit you with a pool. My God, stick. Cool, my God, stay. She gonna hit you with a pool. My God, stick. Cool, my God, stay. She gonna hit you with a pool. My God, stick.
The Archbishops of Blount Street live on the State of Things. You can hear them this Sunday night at the Poorhouse in Raleigh. Right now they are here with us in our studio. 9 of the 10 Archbishops are here. You guys have been together for 2 years as the Archbishops of Blount Street, but you have been playing around in jazz bands and R&B and all kinds of other incarnations and groups. What brought you together as a ska band?
This guy.
A love of ska.
But well, that's a lot of guys. Had it stayed alive, or did you have to sort of, you know, post this on Craigslist and say?
Well, it's funny because we really didn't put this band together that way. It's everybody knew everybody one way or another.
Yeah, it's very organic that way.
Yeah, it's I played with him. He played with him. Those guys played together. This guy played with me at one point. You know, so it's all like, hey, you know what? Let's put a ska band together, and that's what we did.
You
like,
do mostly.
Half of us were Kevin, and the other half of us were Bacon.
You came together. You're doing ska. You do mostly covers. Now, why is that?
Well, for one thing, covers are instantly recognizable. You play them, and folks know them. I mean, plus we're covering things that a lot of people just don't cover. It's a genre.
You heard it before, but you never heard it like this.
Yeah, right. We take it, we redo it. And plus, it's an easy way to get a lot of material together really fast.
Is ska a little bit more like jazz in that when you play covers, you're actually sort of creating and then playing standards, unlike, say, indie rock, where you're almost, there's a demand for it.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least at its best, yeah, sure.
We play another song for us?
Sure.
Aye, 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 aye. I hear my baby's holding a big, big monkey man. Aye, 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 aye. I hear my baby's holding a big, big monkey man. I never saw you, I only heard of you. Hugging up the big monkey man. I never saw you, I only heard of you. Hugging up the big monkey man. It's no lie, it's no lie. Hear my baby's hugging up the big monkey man. It's no lie, it's no lie. See my baby's hugging up the big monkey man. Now I know that, now I understand. You're turning the monkey on me. Now I know that, now I understand. You're turning the monkey on me. Aye, 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 aye. I hear my baby talking of the big monkey man. Aye, 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 aye. I see my baby talking of the big monkey man. Right now.
La 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 la
by every cross. Then I see a monkey on a great white horse with rings on his fingers and bells on his toes. He sing a little song wherever he goes, 'cause he's a monkey, 'cause he's a monkey, 'cause he's a weedy, weedy, weedy little monkey man. Aye, 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 aye. See my baby's monkey, baby monkey man. Aye, 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 aye. Talking up the big monkey man. Aye, 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 aye. You know my baby's holding up the big monkey man. Aye, 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 aye. Now my baby's holding up the big monkey man.
Monkey Man, I'm assuming that's the name of the song. Archbishops of Blount Street, going to be at the Poorhouse in Raleigh Sunday at 7 o'clock here on The State of Things Right Now. You had some fun this past Halloween dressing up like Kiss, huh? How'd that go?
That wasn't us.
That was you.
These guys that look a lot like, well,
no, turn
some
around.
People say that.
That was
because
you.
It's because it's the hair. But those guys are really, really good.
What was that all about?
Well,
you wanted to get on fresh air, right? You
thought, oh, certainly.
If you look like
Terry hasn't called.
No, we we have a lot of closet and not so closet Kiss fans in this group, and we decided to just do what we could with the music and just have a little fun with it, get dressed up, and
but
full
you
makeup.
Scott up Kiss.
Oh yeah,
no,
sorry.
They did.
Yeah.
any
resemblance
to Clark Kent is purely coincidental. This is one of those things we were talking about earlier. You heard him before, but you never heard it like this. And we ended up doing a couple on a lark just as practice. And me and Brandon, we just freaked out about the whole idea. And eventually, we had enough rolled up newspapers and got the rest of them to come along.
Will you do it? Give us a sample?
Yeah, certainly.
I really love you, baby. I love what you got. Let's get together, we can get hot. No more tomorrow, baby. Time is today. Girl, I can make ya feel okay. No place for hiding, baby. No place to run. You pulled the trigger of my love. Don't try to lie. You'll never leave me, mama. So don't try. I'll be a gambler, baby. Lay down a bet. We get together, mama. You'll sweat. No place for hiding, baby.
for the first time on radio, the ska version of Kiss's Love Gun.
Dreads to Kill. Dreads to Kill. If you see them, I hear they're really, really good.
Fantastic job. We can see you again Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Archbishops of Blount Street. You spell it the way they do in Raleigh, B-L-O-U-N-T.
Yes.
And if you go to archbishopsofbluntstreet.com, you'll find out a lot more. But this Sunday, you'll see them at the Poorhouse in Raleigh, 7 o'clock. Brandon Bollinger, Jeremy Boomhauer, Derek Brinson, Richard Kleck, Brian Lowry, George Shepherd, Tim Smith, Bruce Wassel, Thomas Sapolsky, Archbishops of Blount Street. We're going to leave you time to play us out. But first, I have to say this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Archbishops of Blount Street.
Since I've had you on my mind.